This week's Parsha, Parsha Baalotcha, begins by telling us about the mitzvah Aaron has to light the menorah. Daber el Aaron v'amarta elav Baalotcha taneirot. The question is, why are we suddenly talking about this? Rashi quotes Chazal, who explains that this is a tag on, a response to, the korbanos brought by the Nesim in the end of Parshas Naso as part of the inauguration of the Mishkan. And that Aaron felt bad. Rashi uses the term chol sha'az da'ato. He felt weak-hearted that he didn't have a chelek in inaugurating the Mishkan. And God's answer was to give him the mitzvah of lighting the menorah. We see here a very powerful concept that we see later in the Parsha as well, about a person yearning for the opportunity to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not just accepting and fulfilling the responsibilities put upon them, but yearning for extra opportunities. And of course, the famous example later in the Parsha of those who couldn't bring the Korban Pesach, who complained, Lama Nigara, why should we have less? Why should we not have the opportunity? The Sifri on the Parsha says, we see that these people were kasherim and charedim ala mitzvah. They were kosher and worried about the opportunity to do mitzvah. We use the term charedi today. This could be a source within the Medrash and Halavai, that all of us would be charedim ala mitzvah. The famous Mishnah in the fifth parak of Pirkei Avot, where Yehuda ben Tema says we should be az kanesher, kanemer, v'kaz kal kanesher v'ratz katzvi v'gibor kari, lasot ritzon avicha shabashamayim. We should be passionate and running towards it, just like Avram Avinu, when the Malachim came, when he ran to greet them. Avram, who was always looking for opportunities to do mitzvot, beyond the call of duty, even when he was sick and God brought out the sun so he shouldn't be bothered by visitors, Avram was looking for visitors anyway. This is an excellent reminder for us of whether we see mitzvot as a burden or whether we see them as an opportunity, whether we complain over the fact that we don't have an opportunity, and whether that complaint is for our own agendas or the Shem Shemayim. I'd like to conclude with a powerful story about the Chofetz Chaim. There was a Talmud learning in the yeshiva in Radin who was once up late one night learning Mishmar, 2 o'clock in the morning. He was on the way home to where he was boarding at the home of the Chofetz Chaim's sister, 2 o'clock in the morning in a blizzard, and he sees from a distance a figure coming, and he's nervous. Maybe it's a Cossack who would be out 2 o'clock in the morning. As the figure draws closer, he sees it's the Chofetz Chaim himself. Chofetz Chaim says to him, what are you doing out so late at night on a cold, snowy night? Go home immediately and go to sleep. Chofetz Chaim told him to do it. He went home immediately and went to sleep. The next morning, he asked the Chofetz Chaim's sister, told him to hear the story. I understand why the Chofetz Chaim told me to go home, but what was he doing out on such a night? And he's telling me I should go home. Sister chuckled and said, you remember Matzei Shabbos? There was no moon and we couldn't say Kiddush Levana. Everyone went home and said, oh, bummer, no moon. The Chofetz Chaim has been out every night since then looking for the moon. He's a person seeking opportunities, seeing mitzvot as a great privilege as opposed to a burden. Chol shadato, Aaron is awarded Baalotcha taneirot.